are big sharers. Learn what we've learned during the course of a week only on Pod Puri, a magazine that will always be loaded only on the podcaster, powered by Timber Media.
Can we wrap this up quick because I haven't had lunch?
Oh yes, I'm sure it's going to get very interesting. You're going to forget lunch as well.
Yeah, thanks for reminding me of food.
Hello and welcome to Pod Puri. How are you guys doing, Harish?
I'm doing well, Jude.
I'm okay. That still reminded me of food and now I'm thinking of kebabs.
Oh, now you're making me hungry. But okay, let's get to the topic. I mean, a little while ago you were telling me about something and I thought we should continue that conversation.
Yeah.
And
I was talking to Jude about the Cricket World Cup. Are you following it, Harish?
I am a little bit. Highlights. Yeah.
Okay, I haven't watched the Cricket World Cup much. Something very interesting happened in the Bangladesh and Afghanistan match. Something that I've only seen happen in football.
Wait, you say you've been watching cricket off late?
Not watching cricket. I heard about it, so okay. I had to check it out.
Okay.
So essentially, what I'm talking about is fake
Wait
injuries.
A second. Brian doesn't watch cricket?
No.
Prater.
I thought he was a big fan of football because he knows I love football and I share stories about football as well. Okay, wait. Go ahead.
So, in this match, apparently, we have witnessed recently fake injuries in cricket.
Ooh.
Something that we just spoke about football. So, we all know about the fact that a lot of players, when they get tackled or pushed in football, they dive, fall and roll.
Mm-hmm.
So, that they either buy time or the person who's pushed them or tipped them gets a harsher penalty from the referee.
Right.
Now, I would never imagine that this would come in cricket. So I was very curious when someone said there's fake injury happening. So I quickly went and checked. Apparently what happened was in that match, Afghanistan, they needed to stall the match a little bit and make sure that Bangladesh doesn't score a certain amount of runs so that Afghanistan qualifies for the semifinals.
Mm-hmm.
And during that time, what actually happened was the coach of the Afghanistan team waved and said, slow the match down, slow down. I mean, maybe bowl slower or whatever. And the fielder, I forgot his name, standing next to the keeper, he just fell.
Gulbadin.
Yes. He just fell.
Huh.
When I heard about it, I thought maybe he was running to catch the ball or save a four or something and he, you know, pulled a muscle. No, he was standing there, squatting, like the fielder next to the keeper, and he just fell. They wasted some time there.
Right.
And then eventually, of course, Afghanistan won.
The normal way?
Yeah. And here's the fun part. When they were celebrating, he was running along with them.
Okay, so you're saying that was fake?
Well, I mean, I don't want to say anything.
I'll tell you why.
It looks fake.
Hmm.
It was very strange. He didn't do any sort of excessive movement for him to have an injury.
Hmm.
And he just fell. Okay? And the ICC is doing an investigation or whatever. And he probably faces a ban.
Okay.
But the point I'm trying to make is, that is sad. I mean, I've seen so many times in different events and things that you've taken part in, this is phrase that's used. Yeah, they're not good sports.
Right.
Etc. Essentially, fairness is something that you would associate with sports, right? And the word being a sport is used to identify fairness. And in sports, you have like Neymar.
Right? Okay. Now,
remember him rolling?
Yes. That man can really roll. Yeah. I'll tell you what. In cricket, if that's the case, I think it's better off faking injuries in football than in cricket.
Probably,
it didn't go down well because it was cricket. I would say. But I'm sure
it went down pretty well and everyone's having a good laugh about it.
Yeah, that way.
No, I think
So let me just correct that notion because the coach of the Afghanistan team, who's English, said, hey guys, slow it down a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
So the Gulbadin is standing in the slips and he waves at him saying, I'm going to take care of this.
Right.
So everyone's thinking, you know, maybe he's going to do something with the field positions or whatever. No, he just holds his hammy and just falls back.
Okay.
That was an instant. So it's called, the Australians call it a rain string, as in when it rains in a match, your hamstring suddenly
gets a point.
It's suspicious.
Yeah.
Okay.
It was.
Okay. But you know, the real deal, if you look at it for a sport like football or soccer, I mean, if you've played the game long enough, you would know that sometimes these fake injuries can be real.
That is a weird line.
Injuries.
Can be real?
Yes.
No.
Considering the fact.
Injuries can be real. That's what you mean.
Yes. I say the injuries can be real.
No, but I'll tell you what. I have metal plate in my arm,
mm-hmm.
which people think was because of...
You have only real injuries from football.
Yeah, real injuries.
No, okay.
And my coach actually told us that when you're pushed by an opponent player, you need to roll.
Hmm.
He never said act like you broke your foot, but he said you need to roll and make it seem like he really pushed you hard.
Method act.
Now, I see his point. There can be two reasons. One would be to stall. in case, you know, match is running out of time and you're probably winning and you want to make sure that the other team doesn't get the ball
locked up.
The other reason is to make sure that the opponent who pushed you gets a harsher penalty from the referee. Both of which, honestly, I don't agree with. For me, I would consider myself a fairly decent player if I played a game without needing to use these tricks.
But that's after taking, and so gamesmanship is also a thing. I know you said sportsmanship, but gamesmanship is very, you know, it's a bit of, I suppose, the banter side of sport.
Yeah. In everything, some people go overboard. And like the very famous role from Neymar. I won't name the other player.
Okay.
This is a really funny thing. If you guys don't know, you should hear this. One football player, very famous guy, bit the goalkeeper and fell down and he held his tooth, essentially claiming a foul. Get this. He bit the goalkeeper.
Yeah.
So that's how crazy it can be.
Yeah, it can kill the spirit of the game.
Did he get the foul?
Did he get the foul?
I don't know. I was laughing too hard.
Damn it.
Anyway, speaking of funny things, there's something that Harish mentioned to me the other day. I don't know if he spoke to you, Jude, but this is... You'll understand why I'm saying this, but believe me, what he says is not crap.
Okay, what he says is not crap.
Not crap.
Okay.
Operative word being crap. because check out this headline, right? So it's on NDTV. North Korea sends more trash-filled balloons towards South Korea.
Wait, trash-filled balloons meaning?
Bags attached to balloons containing
poop.
Waste, poop, and other things were sent by North Korea.
No way.
So this is an amazing story because when we look at how we go through our day, we check news, social media.
Right.
Then you realize you're only plugged into half the world, perhaps, because there are countries which live in almost a parallel universe. Because this is a good wake-up call. So when Giri suggested, why don't you talk about this? Credit to the man. And he said, oh, you know what? So North Korea sending trash to South Korea. How? By balloons. So this happened, I think, a few months ago, and it's happening now again. So today's the 27th. You can edit this out. But on 26th of June, early in the morning, the airport in Seoul, South Korea's capital, Incheon, was shut down for a few hours because some trash landed there because of these balloons filled with trash and North Korea is sending. Right?
Yeah.
So all of this sounds like a news report in a comedy or a parody movie.
Yes, exactly.
But it's happening between real countries. So I'm going to read a few things from news reports. There's a Wikipedia page titled, and you're going to love this. The Wikipedia page is titled Balloon Propaganda Campaigns in Korea. So balloon propaganda campaigns between North and South Korean leaflet campaigns. So they have been sending balloons to each other. So South Korea sends balloons which drop leaflets, propaganda leaflets. Like, you know, like you think it's from a movie or whatever.
Yeah.
So propaganda leaflets. North Korea just got tired of it and said, you know what? We're going to get back at you. We're going to give you crap for this.
And they've literally given
them crap. And since over the last few months, they have sent, just Jude and Brian, guess the number of balloons they've sent with crap.
Wait, I just want to first figure out who's crapping.
Somebody in North Korea.
Probably about hundreds.
I really wish you didn't ask that question. It's not something I want to know.
No, but seriously, if you can have an airport being shut because of so much of crap.
An enemy country sent them crap.
Yeah.
I never thought I would hear that line, shut the airport because of crap. And that would be technically accurate.
Yeah. Right?
Okay, so say about hundreds, thousands of balloons?
About 1,300 right now.
Okay, that's a lot.
Wow.
That's a lot.
And it gets better. South Korea sends in leaflets, pornography, sometimes food. Apparently, they drop pictures.
Wait, what's pornography? Food?
Sometimes food, sometimes pornography.
Okay. Yeah.
I'm confused for a second.
Yeah.
Okay.
So,
I was about to say food for the...
Yeah. So, they send stuff.
Yeah. I didn't want to say that. Food for the soul.
So they send stuff which shows off that life is better in South Korea and stuff. So apparently some North Korean soldiers saw the picture and said, these are nice pictures, pornography, but it also means South Korea is a rotten country where people shoot pornography. And then so there's a lot of back and forth of this sort, and North Korea clearly got tired and said, I'm done with this shit.
It can't get shittier than this.
And they sent, since the start, somewhere since I think March or May, they've been sending balloons over with filled with crap. This is South Korea. They have sent, for example, US dollars, instant noodles, booklets, nylon stockings.
Oh, that's nice.
High quality socks, friendly letters, radios, DVDs, USB sticks, and SD cards with banned media content, such as copies of the Korean Wikipedia. South Korea is basically trolling North Korea with all the stuff those people cannot have.
Oh, okay.
This balloon thing has escalated since 2016.
Oh.
So the first time they sent trash was in 2016, North Korea. They've been doing this for a while.
It's been so long.
Yeah.
You know, that saying, truth is stranger than fiction.
This one definitely was.
Man.
And it's still going on. I don't know when it'll stop.
Yeah.
Yep. So now I'm invested in this crappy war.
It can get a little better, and I have something better to talk about. When you said invest, people have investing their time into something that's actually what was a big, big thing back in the 90s. You want to know what it is?
Back when, in the
90s. Yeah, this was back. Okay.
Speaking of fake things.
Speaking of fake things, there's something that I came across recently when I was actually trying to look up about a concert, a performer who was performing in the city of Bangalore very soon. So, you know, you have these sites where you can book your tickets and stuff like that. So what surprised me were the number of events that were there on that particular site, all directed to one particular thing that was very popular back in the 90s. But this is something that has just caught my attention, and I'm just trying to think what is wrong with the millennials or the Gen Zs. Take a wild guess.
You want to open that door?
Take a wild guess what probably are the event companies into these days.
Is it legal?
It is, of course, because it is for
companies online, so it should be legal.
Yes, 18 plus, that's like a criteria for youngsters to be part of.
Dating site.
Yes, it is. Speed dating.
Speed dating?
Yeah, speed dating. Speed dating. Speed when was the last? What is your thought about speed dating?
I've heard that word.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm sorry. I never really understood what it means.
Mm-hmm.
But since we're on this role, what comes to my mind is people dating for like,
A day,
a couple of days.
That's exactly what I thought speed dating was.
Really.
I did a little research about what speed dating is, and apparently this is how it works, okay?
You did research?
I did because
is that
I
what we're calling
know.
It now?
Yes.
Okay.
And there's something known as speed friending as well. But let's talk about speed dating, which is something where the event company...
What happened to the concert though?
No, I didn't book because this was much more interesting.
All right.
I like the speed at which he changed direction.
No. So I think he decided to take up the research and left the concert.
No, but there's still time for the concert. So, you know, meanwhile, let me do my homework on what speed dating is all about.
Sure you did.
So,
this time, after all, it's speed dating.
Yeah. Okay. So the event company ties up with few hotels or, say, coffee shops around the city. Because it happens at multiple venues on the same particular, you know, weekend or the same particular day. So then you have youngsters, individuals who pass on their personal information to the event company so that they can be part of these speed dating events that happen. So these event companies verifies your profile and then they help you meet singles. And one individual gets to meet about, say, 10 or 12 individuals just for a short period of time, for about a minute or two. Say, you know, they sit around a table, you know, cozy little space, dim lights, you know, some very mild music. And then you just get about 2 minutes for you to, you know, sit and have a conversation with these singles. My question is, how safe is this one? Second,
how safe did you feel? And you were doing your research.
I never felt safe.
Really?
I never felt safe because you're strangers in the end, right?
Okay.
And you really don't know if you're going to end up talking to a serial killer.
Okay.
You don't have to go that far. I've heard people say it takes more than a lifetime to know a person.
Okay.
You're telling me that in a couple of minutes, you're going to talk to someone and figure out that you can date them seriously? No.
Exactly. And by the end of the day, you've spoken to about 5 or 10 singles out there, and then you take a call and you decide who you want to continue that conversation.
But this is getting a bit judgmental, so I'm going to step in here. How many people go to these events?
Since you brought that up, let me quickly look into that website right now.
So I'm not going to look at... So when you say things like, you need a lifetime to get to know someone, that's all very nice. But people are signing up for this, so they're interested.
Wait. As of now, what I see on this website now, there are about 2,800 people who say they are interested.
Right. So a lot of people are interested in speed dating because they want to meet someone interesting.
Yeah. That's fine.
They're not really looking to get to know someone over a lifetime. They just want to meet someone interesting and see where that goes. Isn't that how it works?
No. So is this the next thing?
So I want to understand what is, from your point of view, when you said what is wrong with youngsters today, what is wrong with speed dating?
What happened to Tinder? What happened to Bumble? I mean, we are going back the retro way, like the baggy pants are back. It's like that. I mean, the 90s, whatever things were big back in the 90s are back again. And so is speed dating. That's what it looks like. Again, with all that's with so much of technology, with a lot of apps that we already have in place, I mean, for all of us to use, for youngsters to use, speed dating really safe? I mean, you're in the hands of strangers.
That safety isn't not just about speed dating, anything. I've seen people who've, unfortunately, a lot of elders have received text messages from... claiming to be from a bank, and they've clicked on the link and
money's been swindled. Yeah.
Scams can come from anywhere. It's not just about dating site. I'm not talking about safety in that sense, that we need to be safe anyway, whatever app we use. But I think from experience, some people are tough.
It is risky.
Take disappointments. But there's also that emotional damage that can come from it.
Okay.
That's more or less what I'm talking about.
This may work for someone who's moving to another city and then wants to hang out or, mingle with few others. Now, what's happening here is your personal information is at stake.
I'm still a bit confused. What is the problem with speed dating as such?
It's not a very concrete place for you to really find what you believe is going to be a good...
But why? If you meet someone for 2 minutes and it clicks and you see where that goes, maybe it doesn't click. 2 days later, you stop talking to them. What's the big deal?
It's a very difficult thing to gauge. I don't think anyone can say, oh, it's a bad thing to do or whatever. Anything can work and might not work. See, there's from one angle, let's say there's a person who's not experienced too much in life and they try speed dating and they meet about 8, 9, 10 people, all of whom are absolute idiots. It psychologically gets to them and they start developing this sort of a mindset and outlook and they start making judgments a bit too quickly. That's why I said, as we grow, we realize that people over time learn, change in different ways, some for good, some maybe not, but you will never fully know someone
until you know them well for a long period of time.
Enough time.
I'm saying there are, multiple other better things.
I think speed dating works well for people who say are needy or clingy by nature. They learn to exit that. I mean, when you meet different people, suddenly, it's going to sound a bit weird, but you can essentially have options, mm-hmm. which means that you look at what works for you and you're not one of those clingy, needy sorts. I think not being clingy or needy is a good thing.
Yeah. So it's basically for speedy people.
Don't go there again. No, but I mean, it's difficult for us to gauge. So anyway, we'll never know what helps someone. Like I said, I may not agree. I may be speed dating, good, bad, ugly, whatever it is, as long as people are smart, safe.
Smart, safe, yes.
I guess it's okay.
All right, so wishing all of them who are speed dating good luck. So let's get to the point now. Brian, tell me, if you get an opportunity to go on a speed date, would you or would you not?
On the speed dating apps?
Yes.
No, I just had a thought. I really hope my girlfriend doesn't get to know about this speed dating thing.
Wait, I thought you were married.
We are big sharers. Learn what we've learned during the course of a week only on Pod Puri, a magazine that will always be loaded only on the podcaster, powered by Timber Media.